We're joined now by Madeline Hoffman, who is the chair of the New Jersey Peace Council. Actually, I've known Madeline since we worked together in Iowa back in the late 70s for ACORN. But now she's been doing a lot of environmental and peace work over the years, and she's helping to organize various rallies, particularly on September 22nd. In New York City, around the UN summit that's talking about climate, but other issues. So, you know, Madeline, why are the peace groups coming together?
Well, first of all, it's very evident these days that there's a crisis around the issues of war and peace, and especially the last few days with all the talk in the news about Saudi Arabia and Iran and the oil fields, the half of the oil fields that got bombed by drones, and more talk about North Korea today and Venezuela and Colombia. I think the president of Colombia is coming to the United States for the UN summit and is going to be at a meeting in Elizabeth on the, also on that Sunday of our rally, but earlier in the day. So there are so many hot flashpoints where a war could break out any time, and that's in addition to the places where the United States is already at war. And what we've seen, what the people's mobilization to stop war and save the planet has seen is that...
Clear the phone.
What we've seen is...
People are coming together around the world. A lot of protests. Actually, one of the people we've had here on our station recently has been Kevin Zeese, and I believe Margaret also made it in. Margaret Flowers.
Yes.
They were up here talking about the Venezuela situation. So
yes.
I assume the Venezuela is one of the regime changes. You're not so happy to see what the Trump administration is doing.
Absolutely not. I mean, absolutely yes. It's one of the issues on our plate, and absolutely not. In favor of how the United States is going about things. The regime change wars are blatantly illegal according to the United Nations Charter. The places like Venezuela, like Iran, like Syria, where the United States has just unilaterally imposed economic sanctions, is also an act of war and could be considered illegal. The United States is lawless. It's just there's no one keeping the United States in check. The United States is the rogue nation. And countries around the world are suffering the aggression of U.S. And also we are suffering from the aggression here at home because of all the money, the billions of dollars and trillions of dollars that have been spent on war since 9/11, even just in the last 18 years. And so it's time. The 21st of September actually is the International Day of Peace. So this began because of the recognition of that important date and then has grown into this mobilization that's connected to the climate change movement as well, because it is very clear that unless we stop the wars, we won't stop climate change. Military being one of the, if not the largest polluter of greenhouse emissions on the planet. And, you know, both the peace movement has to embrace the movement to confront and stop climate change, and the climate change movement needs to, in our opinion anyway, needs to embrace the anti-war position, because you can't, in order to accomplish what we want to accomplish, we have to have both together. They are inextricably linked, but we're not always talking about them together when we speak about them publicly. And so these mobilizations, the 20th to the 23rd, make a conscious and strong effort to link the two together.
Now, I know, you know, this climate strike, which is taking place on September, I guess, 21st or 27th, is taking place all over the world. Mm-hmm. Is this particular, your events around the peace issues from the 20th to 23rd, is that more just focused on New York City? And, you know, why don't you talk a little bit both about the September 22nd event, but any of the others, maybe perhaps the one on September 23rd, where you're having some UN sure. representatives that'll come in.
Yes, well, the 22nd is specifically to highlight the fact that the United States is a lawless nation and to highlight the fact that these wars violate international law. And by these wars, I mean anyone against Venezuela, what's being generated now against Venezuela, a war on Iran. We can't forget Saudi Arabia and the U.S. support for the Saudi war on Yemen, U.S. support for Saudi intervention in Syria. So these wars, are right front and center. And you add to it nuclear weapons and the United States withdrawing from the INF treaty and withdrawing from the peace agreement with Iran and the concerns about North Korea, and you have yourself a mess. Especially since it's led by the lawlessness of the United States. So, in fact, the next day, on the 23rd, we're having an event that will bring together members from countries that are targeted by U.S. sanctions and intervention. It's called a Path to International Peace, Realizing the Vision of the United Nations Charter. I should go back a minute to say that on September 22nd, the rally and march begins at 2 o'clock, goes from 2 to 5, and it's at the northwest corner of Herald Square near 34th Street and 6th Avenue. Roger Waters will be there, the Venezuelan Embassy Protection Collective, musicians, many speakers from many parts of the peace movement as well.
We only have about 2 minutes left. I wanted to ask a question about, you know, the so-called drone attack on the Saudi oil facilities. I mean, it just seems to be so many different issues. Of course, the Saudis are blaming this on Iran. It has to do with also, you know, the Saudis' almost genocidal effort in Yemen. But it also represents, you know, I guess, an escalation of the use of drones as military attacks. And today they're talking about, oh, we're going to have to do a whole new escalation of military defenses to deal with this. So what's your response to that situation?
Well, first of all, I think the United States has been, you know, thirsting for a war against Iran for the last number of years and is looking for any excuse, any provocation to go ahead with one. And I believe that the United States media are the only media that is pointing the finger at Iran for having, you know, for the use of drones against the oil fields in Saudi Arabia. Drone warfare is another type of warfare that, you know, would have to be, I think, considered illegal unless there's actually been a war declared against a particular country. And I know that, you know, we should not be using drones either, especially not in a stealth way, underneath the radar. You know, it adds another layer of danger and potential and cause of destruction around the world. It should be outlawed, the use of drone warfare. There are so many other ways, so many other pathways to peace, use of drones is not one of them. And in this particular political environment, you know, it's the same with Venezuela, Colombia. It seems like, you know, the United States is just poised for war and is trying to create provocations to get one started.
Madeline, we only have 20 seconds left.
Yes.
You're with the New Jersey Peace Council. People want more information, get a website.
Yeah, they can go on Facebook to see People's Mobilization, March and Rally. They can go to the New Jersey Peace Council website. And I just, If people are interested in attending the Monday night event, they need to register in advance at Path to Peace, RSVP, a Path to Peace. But if they go to the website, if they go to Facebook, they can get that information.
We got to run. I want to thank Madeline Hoffman, New Jersey Peace Council, and this is Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.